Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be discussing the following hot topic. Is it wrong to publicly call out false teachers? What do you think? Is it wrong to point out publicly that somebody's a false teacher? Or do we just say, well, that's them, that's their deal, I'm not going to get involved? What do you think? Now, there are a lot of ministries out there that are referred to as discernment ministries. Ministries that pretty much have the goal of publicly calling out various different false teachers. And those ministries actually can be very helpful. But at the same time, some of those ministries aren't helping much at all. They actually spread disinformation about certain teachers. Look, the bottom line is this. We need to protect God's truth. We need to protect God's people. And we have to understand there are wolves, i.e. false teachers, everywhere. And yes, we need to protect God's people from them. Meaning that at times we will have to publicly point them out and call them out. Why? So that God's precious people don't get sucked in and deceived by the wolves. If you have your Bibles, go to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, and I think verses 17 and 18 make it very clear, where the Apostle Paul said, "Now I urge you, brethren," he's talking to the church there in Rome, "to keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching which you learned, and turn away from them. For such men are slaves, not of our Lord Jesus Christ, but of their own appetites. And by their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting." Scripture here clearly says that we are to keep our eye on false teachers. Actually, in the Greek, the picture that's given there is we need to scope them out. Think of a scope. It lasers in on an object, right? You see, we need to scope out false teachers. We need to laser in on them. So that, again, at the end of verse 18, God's people are not deceived by the smooth and flattering heretical speech of the false teachers. Absolutely, we need to publicly call out those who are spreading false teaching. Protect the glory of Christ, to protect the word of God, and to protect God's precious flock, right? In fact, just hop over to 1 Timothy, Paul, here in this letter, actually took the advice that he gave there in Romans 16. 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul was saying to Timothy in verse 3 that Timothy needed to instruct certain men in that church there in Ephesus, certain teachers, not to teach strange doctrines, not to teach heresy. There were teachers in that church. Verse 7, they wanted to be teachers of the law, even though Paul said they didn't understand what they were saying or the matters about which they were making confident assertions. They had no clue what they were teaching. They didn't know anything about God's truth. They just wanted to be teachers. Maybe they wanted maybe they wanted the publicity. Maybe they wanted the popularity. Maybe they wanted financial prosperity. Whatever it was, there were people there who wanted to be teachers. And Paul said, they don't have a clue what they're talking about. And prior to Paul writing this letter to Timothy, urging, commanding Timothy to stop the false teachers, Paul actually did that. When he and Timothy first visited this church in Ephesus, before Paul left, and before Paul left Timothy there to clean things up even more, you know what Paul did? Chapter 1, verse 20. He kicked out of the church some false teachers. In fact, Paul publicly names them. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, who I, Paul, have handed over to Satan, kicked out of the church, so that they will be taught not to blaspheme. Question, did Paul publicly point out two false teachers? Oh, yeah. In fact, their names are in Scripture. Hop over to Titus chapter 1. One of the qualifications of an elder, Paul was writing to another young pastor, Titus, who was in charge of getting the churches in order there on the island of Crete. And one of the requirements, qualifications of an elder, verse 9, is that he must hold fast the faithful word, which is in accordance with the teaching, so that he will be able both to exhort in sound doctrine and refute those who contradict it. As John Calvin said, the pastor has two voices. He has the voice where he feeds the flock, sound doctrine, and he also has the voice where he fights the wolves who are teaching false doctrine so as to protect the flock. As a pastor, I feed and I fight. I feed sound doctrine and I fight against those false teachers who are promoting false doctrine. Now, let me clarify when I mean the word fight, okay? Obviously, I'm not talking about physically fighting somebody, but I'm commanded by God through the scriptures here to scope out any false teacher who could harm God's precious flock, of which I've been raised up to be an overseer. That doesn't mean that I'm just looking around and scoping out every person on YouTube, whatever they teach. No, first of all, I don't have the time to do that. I don't have the energy to do that. For me as a pastor, I want to make sure that any influence the people in our ministry are exposed to, I want to make sure that they are protected. And so if it comes to my attention that so-and-so in our congregation has been listening to so-and-so deceiving false teacher, I'm not going to ignore that. I'm not going to go on this big rant. I'm not going to post a video on YouTube and da-da-da. No. First and foremost, I just want to protect the precious sheep that are among me. And so if somebody has been exposed unwittingly to a false teacher, I want to protect them. And so I will sit down with them and maybe we will review some of the teaching this particular false teacher is known for. And then we're going to compare it to Scripture. I can use that as a great teaching opportunity for those in our congregation, and I can always also use it as a way of protecting them so that they don't continue to be negatively influenced. You see, when you scope out a false teacher and you say, okay, this is what he is saying, and then you compare it to Scripture, God's holy word, well, you can see then the difference. And people in the congregation can see the clear difference between sound doctrine and heretical doctrine, right? And so I'm not out there on a hunt looking for, you know, every person who posts a video. No. Again, there are some great discernment ministries that actually do a lot of that legwork for someone like me as a pastor. I would highly recommend Justin Peters, Justin Peters Ministries. He does an incredible job of pointing out, scoping out false teachers, especially those in the Word of Faith movement. I would highly recommend for you to go to his website, take a look at his videos. He is very calm, he's very clear, and he's very biblical. I would highly recommend him. There are others like Dr. James White, Alpha and Omega Ministries. He's another one. And there are so many others. Phil Johnson, who's, I believe, the executive director of Grace to You. He's another one who does an incredible job. I mean, there are many. But again, there are also others who claim to have discernment ministries, and they're actually attacking the good teachers. So you've got to be careful with that. And that's why I just named a couple discernment ministries. And again, if you need more information on some others, or I should say some additional discernment ministries, just please feel free to contact me on our website and I'll see if I can help you out there. The point is this, there are false teachers everywhere and they need to be scoped out. They need to be called out so that God's people can be protected, so that God's word is protected, and so that the glory of our triune God is protected, right? Guys, there's a lot at stake when it comes to false, deceiving teachers. They poison God's people, or they attempt to. What kind of shepherd would I be if I allowed God's precious people to drink any and every poison? I have to stand before the Lord. I have to give an account for my faithfulness or lack thereof when it came to being a pastor of God's flock. I don't enjoy pointing out a false teacher, but I also don't enjoy watching God's people get tossed to and fro by every wind of false doctrine. And so, Paul in Romans 16, very clear, scope out false teachers. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul actually did that. He named two of them, Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom he handed over to Satan, excommunicated from the church so they would be taught not to blaspheme. Here in Titus chapter 1, he says that a young pastor, Titus, one of the qualifications of an elder, he must hold firm, hold fast to sound doctrine so that he can properly feed the flock of God and so that he can properly protect the flock of God from ravenous false teaching wolves. Are you starting to get the picture? Is it okay to publicly call out false teachers? Yeah. Not because you want to just start arguments and fights and you know, all of a sudden become some sort of YouTube sensation where you get more followers. No. Again, the goal is to protect the glory of God, the word of God, and the people of God. Go to 2 John. Look at the warning, starting in verse 7. And John said this in the power of the Spirit 2,000 years ago, warning God's people. About who? Deceivers, false teachers. For many deceivers have gone out into the world. He said this 2,000 years ago. Think about how many more are out there now. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. They denied the humanity of Christ, meaning they believe in a completely different Jesus, not the biblical Jesus. John said, this actually comes from the deceiver and the Antichrist. He said, watch yourselves that you do not lose what you have accomplished, but that you may receive a full reward. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. That person's not saved. That false teacher's not saved. He doesn't have God. But the one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. Verse 10 and 11. If anyone comes to you, i.e. a teacher, which was big, you know, popular down back then. You had a lot of itinerant preachers and teachers that would just show up in towns and villages and look to have lodging with unsuspecting people where they could spread that poison throughout the families. John said, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, i.e. sound biblical doctrine, do not receive this person into your house. Do not give him a greeting, for the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. You're acting as though you agree with his false teaching. Do you see it? Well, how could unsuspecting church members know that somebody who was knocking on their door was a good teacher or a false teacher? Well, certainly the elders in that church and the churches back then needed to point out and warn God's people about that false teacher, that false teacher, that false teacher. Because if one of those false teachers just showed up in the village, knocked on the door and sought hospitality, if the people didn't know about that false teacher in advance, chances are they would have let the person in. They would have offered that person hospitality. Hey, you can stay here and lodge for a week or 10 days, whatever it may be. We'll feed you. We'll take care of you. All the while, that false teacher, a servant of Satan, had free access to promoting his poisonous heretical doctrine to a precious family. Do you see it? No, you've got to warn the flock. You've got to point these people out. Again, you've got to have the right motives. You're not just looking to pick a fight with anybody and everybody. I have no interest in getting into arguments with false teachers, and getting into whatever those things are called, YouTube or Twitter wars or whatever. I'm not even on social media most of the time. I have a goal of protecting the flock God's entrusted to me. And so, again, I'm so grateful to some of these discernment ministries that actually do the hard work for me. They do all the legwork. I mean, I don't know how a Justin Peters is. I don't know how that man is still sane. You know, from all the videos he watches and then takes a compilation of all these false teachings and puts together a nice, succinct video to put out on social media so that a pastor like me can look at that and learn and go, oh, wow, I didn't know about this guy or that guy. And then suddenly I hear from somebody in our church on Sunday after service starts talking about so-and-so false teacher. I go, whoa, no. And I can use some of these videos from Justin Peters and other discernment ministries to actually send to our people and say, just take a look at this. And let's compare it to scripture. Do you see it? Again, as a pastor, you know, I'm like a spiritual father to people. The elders, we're spiritual fathers to God's precious children. We're going to just sit back and let them get deceived. Let them drink the poison. The poisonous venom of Satan's false teaching. Not a chance. Hop over to Matthew chapter 24. Look what Jesus said. Matthew 24, verse 24. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders, deceiving signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Jesus said, behold, I've told you this in advance. Our Lord 2,000 years ago was warning his disciples that there are going to be more and more and more false messiahs, false prophets, false teachers. And what are these people going to do? Deceive. Jesus said, I've told you this in advance. You know, it's interesting. You go through the New Testament epistles, the early church. It is so interesting to see how those letters are filled with warnings about false teachers and also having to deal with false teachers who had crept into the church. We're talking about the early church. Well, of course, Christ builds his church on the truth about him, who he is. He's the Christ, the Son of the living God. Satan wants to build a false church, a church that preaches a different Jesus, a church that maybe at times gets close to biblical truth, but close is still a lie. And Satan is the father of lies. And I say this all the time to our people. Look, this is biblical truth, right? God's holy word. Now, certainly, if someone shows up and teaches stuff out here that's just so far away from clear biblical truth, most people who have any familiarity with Scripture, most people won't get deceived, right? Because they're going to recognize whatever this teaching is, it's a lie, it's a deception, right? But what if that teaching is not way out here, but is more, it's close here? It's still a lie, isn't it? Even though it's closer to the truth, it's still a lie, right? What about teaching that's right here? Very close to truth, but it's still, finish the sentence, a lie. And this is where God's people need help. They need to have discernment. They need to have protection because this is the real danger zone. Because it looks so close, but it's still a lie because it's not the biblical truth. And there are many, many false teachers today. They are servants of Satan. And they major on the very close. They will use all the biblical words. They'll talk about Jesus. They'll mention the word grace. They'll talk about the Bible. They'll talk about heaven, hell, all this stuff. And unsuspecting people, they go, well, I'm hearing all the kind of buzzwords. But they don't realize that even though some of the things those false teachers may say are correct, there are other things they say that are way out here or here or right here. And right here is still a deception. That's why pastors, people in the church need to be discerning and need to protect God's precious people. And again, my personal style when it comes to talking to people in the congregation about a particular false teacher, my style, like I said, is not to blast out this big video. And I don't have a discernment ministry. I rely on some other really phenomenal men to do that. My goal is just to protect that person in the flock, right? And so my style is not to, you know, all of a sudden shoot out emails to these false teachers or try to publicly embarrass them, though they deserve that because of their deceiving ways. That's not what I do. Again, there are other phenomenal men who are doing that. What I try to do is just get a hold of some of the false teachings of a particular false teacher. And then I will sit down with a person who's maybe confused or who's been sucked in or close to being sucked in. And I'll say, okay, this is what this person teaches. This is straight from that person's mouth. This is what Scripture says. Do you see the difference? Yeah. All right, let's take a look at something else this person has said. This comes straight from that teacher. Let's take a look at what Scripture says. Do you see the difference? Yeah. And you keep doing that with the people, and by God's grace and through the illuminating power of the Holy Spirit, they start to see it for themselves. And they then go, no, I'm no longer going to expose myself or my loved ones to this false teacher. And they're better grounded on the truth. Do you see it? They're more discerning. They're more equipped. And they're able more and more to see the difference. So, is it okay to publicly call out false teachers? Yeah. And we've taken a look, just a few scriptures on that. You go to the Old Testament. Just go through Jeremiah and see what God says to Jeremiah about calling out all those false teachers in Israel. Yes, we are to call out false teachers. Praise God that there are some wonderful men who do that on a full-time basis, discernment ministries. Take a look at some of those resources I recommended. But we all have to be careful, myself included. That's why we need to be so immersed in God's holy truth, so immersed in it, so that when the counterfeit shows up, even if it's pretty close, you can recognize immediately the difference between the genuine and the counterfeit. And you will be able to also help others and protect them from deception. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.